3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. It is about 3:35. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We're keeping an eye on the weather as most of southern Middle Tennessee now in a tornado watch. Again, as things change, we'll let you know. But right now, we're joined by.
Hang on. Before we go, Jim White, let me do our due diligence here and read out these counties real quick. Tornado watch in effect until 10 o'clock for the following counties: Rutherford, Lincoln, Franklin, Giles, Grundy, Henderson, Hickman, Lawrence, Lewis, Marshall, Murray, Perry, Williamson, Van Buren, Warren, Wayne, White, Bedford, Cannon, Coffee, Cumberland, DeKalb, and Decatur. And that's basically all of southern Middle Tennessee below 840. So that doesn't mean you won't get severe weather north of 840, but that's where the tornado watch currently resides.
And with that, we bring in Jim Wyatt. Jimmy. Hope you're keeping safe out there and keeping your social distance from everybody.
I am. I've definitely kept my social distance. Strange times in the world. Hopefully we'll be back to life as you know before too long, but we got to be patient and get things right before that's going to happen.
Have you gotten stuff done around the house?
I've actually been able to stay busy. I mean, it's still, the last week and then the early part of this week, I've had plenty to write about, players coming and going and developments with free agency. So I haven't had as much spare time as maybe I might in the future if things continue to stay slow, and we're restricted on what we can announce as a team before physicals are done. So it kind of remains to be seen. But I haven't had a lot of spare time yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people. I mean, we primarily talk about the NFL anyway this time of year, right? So the NFL's still rolling, so nothing there has changed. I liked the tour of the mock drafts with regard to the Titans pick, and you took a look at 34 mock draft guys, and you do this every year, and I'm always intrigued by this. And we were Mickey, Dawn, and I were talking about it's always intriguing to see positionally where people kind of sit. So out of the 34, we've got four people that have Gross Matos, the defensive end from Penn State. You've got five people with the offensive tackle, Josh Jones, out of Houston. You've got five people with Terrell, the cornerback out of Clemson, four people with the cornerback, Gladney, out of TCU. So people are kind of all over the board with regard to specific player at this point.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them are doing it based on, you see several rounds of these, and I think, couple weeks ago, or at least a month ago, when I did my first one, a lot of people had edge rusher. I still think that's a need, even though the team, and again, the Titans have not announced the Vic Beasley report that, or the news that a lot of people have reported on. So, because of the fact that he has not been able to get a physical, but obviously people have seen that to do those mock drafts, and I think they're adjusting it. And people obviously saw Jack Conklin leaving. Even though the team re-signed Dennis Kelly, you're seeing more people project tackles to him. Logan Ryan's still hanging out there. A lot of it, people anticipating he may move on. So you're seeing a lot of cornerbacks picked. I think, the mock drafts, as far as positions go, really don't, I don't put a lot of stock up in them, even the day of the draft, to be honest with you, because no one knows what the team's doing. John Robinson couldn't tell you what he's doing, picking at 29 the morning of the draft, just because you don't know what's going to happen in front of you. But at least as you get closer to the draft and teams are finished in free agency, you at least have a better idea of what their needs are, and you can maybe take them, put a little more stock in them.
Jimmy, how much is everything with the coronavirus? Teams not allowed to have guys in, not allowed for their doctors to do physicals. How much is this affecting, or does it affect, free agency? Obviously, Titans fans are sitting here looking for any news on maybe a possible Clowney transaction. But just from your standpoint, the not able to have any physical contact with free agents or even potential draft picks from a physical and health standpoint, how much does that put teams back?
Well, I think it puts, I think for the Titans, specifically, and some teams are handling it differently than others. you know, all of them are operating on the same rules, but I think some teams are obviously are announcing some of these moves different ways or trying ways to beat the system or find a loophole. It's different from, you know, letting the news out standpoint because, you know, so far the only moves that have been announced by the team have been re-signing their own players, whether it's Ryan Tannehill or Michael Pruitt, who was just announced today, or put the franchise tag on Henry. You know, we've seen reports of players going elsewhere, but to date, you know, the Titans have not made one move officially in free agency, and I think you'll have some of that trickle out once players are in a position where they can pass physicals. But you know, this is different in a lot of areas, just not only making the news public, but just you'd like to have guys in the building and kind of get to know them a little bit and spend some time with them. And that's something that the team has always done in years past. And now I don't want to say you're signing guys or agreeing to terms with guys sight unseen, but you're not able to get them in the building like years past. And, you know, the pre-draft visits, you know, Titans had some pre-draft visits before the shutdown took place, but now all of those have been put on hold and they're not going to happen. And that's just another wave in this, or another piece of the homework that you do in the pre-draft process that you're not going to have. I mean, these pro days and a lot of these get to know you opportunities with the prospects just aren't there. So you better hope your homework that you did throughout the fall and really dating back to last year's draft, and hope that your film study is good, because you're just not going to have as thorough a scouting process as you have had in years past. And that applies to both free agency and the draft.
Jim Wyatt, our guest. Hey, Jimbo, before we let you go, you actually answered this question in the mailbag, and I wanted people to hear you say it. I know a lot of Titans fans have asked, where's the tribute to Marcus been? Why is there no tribute to Marcus and some of these other guys? It's because until things are official from one team to the other, you can't do those official goodbyes without there being official transactions in other places, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and I've certainly been bombarded with that question. I know Nate Bain, who runs our social media accounts, has been bombarded with that. And I had a hunch that was the reason why we've not done anything. And I saw Nate has responded to some people and tell them, hey, it's coming. But, yeah, I mean, the Titans aren't the only ones who are not announcing deals, because the Mariota report was out there last week. We've already seen the numbers on that deal, but officially the Raiders haven't said anything. So once the Raiders have officially announced him as coming aboard, then you'll see, you know, tributes and thank yous for him. And that just hadn't been done yet. So it's not that they're sliding Marcus. It's just that, you don't want to give a tribute and before other teams have had a chance to kind of welcome this guy themselves.
Well, Jimbo, we know you got a lot going on. People can check out TitansOnline.com. I know I read the mailbag earlier today myself. There's always great information there, and appreciate you continuing to put content out that we can all enjoy right now when we're all looking for good stuff to read. Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you.
Appreciate you. Have a good one. Thank you.
Jim Wyatt on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Accurate Mortgage. Home values keep rising in Middle Tennessee. If your home needs upgrades, consider a cash-out refinance. Ask the local pros at Accurate. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started.